AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate confirms Amy Coney Barrett to fill the Supreme Court seat left vacant by Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death.
On this vote, the yeas are 52, the nays are 48. The nomination of Amy Coney Barrett of Indiana to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
Maine Senator Susan Collins is the only Republican to vote against Barrett, saying she is opposed to taking any action on a Supreme Court vacancy so close to an election. Outside the Supreme Court this evening. Backers cheering and chanting ACB for Barrett. The new justice will apparently be sworn in by Justice Clarence Thomas this evening at the White House. President Trump campaigning earlier today in Pennsylvania.
8 days from now, can you believe it? 8 days. Started off 4 years ago. Remember our meetings and our, it was a love fest right from the beginning, wasn't it? And now it's more so. You know what? It's more so than it was 4 years ago. And they're going to be finding that out very soon.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was also in Pennsylvania, seen by both parties as one of the number of key swing states during the final days of campaigning.
With the grace of God and the goodwill of the neighbors, I'm going to win Pennsylvania. It's a matter of a great deal to me, personally as well as politically. I think we're going to win Michigan. I think we're going to win Wisconsin. I think we're going to win Minnesota. I think we have a fighting chance in Ohio. I think we have a fighting chance in North Carolina. We have a fighting chance in Georgia. Fighting chance in Iowa.
In the closing days, Biden plans to visit Georgia, a state that hasn't voted for a Democratic presidential candidate since 1992, and Iowa, which Trump carried by more than 9% in 2016. This is AP News. A study on an antibody drug has been halted after poor results in fighting the coronavirus. Mike Gracia has details.
The U.S. government is ending a study that was testing an antibody drug for people hospitalized with COVID-19 because it doesn't appear to help. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says there was a low chance an Eli Lilly antibody drug would help patients hospitalized with the new coronavirus. Enrollment in the testing of the drug had been paused by independent monitors 2 weeks ago. Eli Lilly said in a statement, the government is continuing a separate study testing the antibody drug to moderately ill patients. The company is also continuing its own tests. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Zeta now slamming into the Yucatan resort towns visited by Delta earlier this month. The storm is expected to roughly take the same track toward the U.S. Gulf Coast by Wednesday and could make landfall anywhere from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.